Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're seeking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Phoenix Suns and the LA Lakers. Phoenix comes in with a record of 38-33. LA is 35-37 on the year. Over their last 10, Phoenix 5-5 lost their last game, while the Lakers are 6-4 over their last 10 and won their last contest. Here are the numbers. Phoenix averages 113.4 per night and surrenders 111.6, while the Lakers average 116.4 and surrender 116.8. Turnovers 13.2 per game by the Suns, 14.1 by the Lakers. LA 47.8% from the field, while the Suns shoot 46.7%. 3-point shooting 37.6% for Phoenix, 33.9% by the Lakers. LA 77.8% from the free throw line, while the Suns are 79.5%. And both teams score a lot of points off their bench, 35.8 points per game from Phoenix's bench. Lakers bench gets you 40.4 per night. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Suns won the first two games in the series. Lakers are at home on this one. Injuries throughout both teams. Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton. Ayton questionable for Phoenix. Durant, of course, out. While LeBron is out for LA, Anthony Davis is listed as day-to-day. So I'll tell you what, if Davis doesn't play, the Lakers are in a lot of trouble here. But I think if Davis does play, I think the Lakers can win. I got the Lakers pending Davis being healthy. If he's not healthy, I got the Suns, so just keep an eye on that. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Phoenix and LA. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fern with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. The lines are currently open and it favors the Phoenix Suns on the road, sitting at 2 overall on the spread with the over-under of 227. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Phoenix right now is currently ranked 19th, averaging 113.4 points, while LA right now is a top 10 team when it comes to points per game, averaging 116.4, currently ranked 8th overall. Now, on the defensive end, that's Phoenix calling card right now. They're a top 5 team, currently ranked 4th overall, allowing 111.6 points per game, while Los Angeles Lakers are more in the bottom tier right now, currently ranked 21st overall, allowing 116.8. Now, you add this all up right now, and you're kind of looking at the over. However, I would consider taking the under. Number one, this team's a high-scoring team because LeBron James on this team, he's not here right now, so I would take that down a little bit, and we don't have Kevin Durant in this one, so I would kind of lean towards the under in this game. And if you look at it, their last five matchups overall, the under has been favored 4-1 in that meeting, so I would definitely take the under here. Now, one player I'm definitely going to be taking the over on right now is Devin Booker. Right now, it's 30.5. I expect him to really just show out right now. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 33.1 points, and he's just coming off of scoring 46 points against OKC. So I'm definitely going to be leaning towards Devin Booker right now in this game. Now, another player I'm definitely liking right now is DeAndre Ayton right now. I think he's going to do his thing on the rebounding side. Right now, it's sitting at 10.5. Look, if you look at his average against the Lakers right now, his two meetings with him, he's been averaging 13 rebounds. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the rebounding numbers for DeAndre Ayton. And I like Anthony Davis on the points and the rebounding. Right now, it's sitting at 28.5. I would take the over in that if the Lakers have any shot in this game. Take the over in that one. And I would take the over in the rebounding numbers, which is at 12.5. I would definitely take the over in that one, because last time he played against the Phoenix Suns, he had a 37-point game and a 21-rebound game. Take the over on Anthony Davis in the rebounding numbers and the points. Now, when it comes to this spread, I do like Phoenix here. And the reason why, if you look at their last four meetings in LA, they have been 4-0 against the spread. So I'm definitely going to lean towards Phoenix in the spread here. And I'm also going to take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.